Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis, and today's date is January 18th, 2022. Excuse me for that. 2022. This is episode 98, season 4. And today I have a special episode to talk about, and it's about Bob Bell's 100th birthday. And Bob Bell was well known to play Bozo the Clown on Bozo Circus on WGN TV Channel 9 in Chicago. We'll talk about that. Talk about him in a few minutes, and also I'll talk about a couple things before we get to Bob Bell. But first, here is a commercial, and this program is brought to you by Fresh Start Laundry Detergent. And here's a commercial from late 70s, early 80s. And it has a snappy jingle and very catching. So it's one of those that it won't leave your head for quite a while. And I apologize for that. So here we go.
Start the day fresh, America. Get a fresh start every day.
Now you don't have to wake up to the same gray, dingy clothes if you use Fresh Start laundry detergent. Fresh Start combines the best of powders and liquids to help clean the gray. The gray even the leading detergent can leave behind. Your clothes will look cleaner, fresher, brighter.
Start the day fresh, America. Get a fresh start every day.
All right, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial. I don't think they make this detergent anymore, Fresh Start. I haven't seen it. And I remember the commercial and the product when I was in my probably when I was a teenager, early 20s, and they played that on television. And I think it was the first powdered detergent. Not really, but I mean, there were powders, but I think it came in a bottle. Not in a box, you know, like you buy Tide, Gain, Cheer, Dash. Remember Dash detergent? They don't make that anymore. Okay. I'm sorry. Today we'll talk about Bob Bell's 100th birthday. We'll celebrate. And also, before we get to him, I want to mention a few things. First of all, it's about my health. My right leg was swollen because I had a bad case of athlete's foot. That's clearing up. It's doing well. And the swelling seemed to go down a bit since last week and about 5 days. So I've bought some ointment, apply it on, and it's working. So, and I will see the doctor in about a couple weeks, and then he'll take a look at it. And the reason it's swelling, he mentioned, is probably water retention from the medicine I take called Orgovyx. So it's hormonal, and you get some weird side effects. One time I had hot flashes, constipation, cramps. I don't know what's next. Mood swings, or I'll get pregnant. I don't know. It's silly. It's ridiculous. Yeah, but I'm doing well. I'm doing okay. Also, I want to mention there were some anniversaries last podcast episode. I mentioned the Today Show that was 70 years. And also the TV show for Sanford and Son that was 50 years. It went on the air in 1972. But there was another TV show that did debut 50 years ago, was Emergency. Somebody made a comment on that and goes, "You forgot to mention it." And then that was after I recorded the podcast episode. And they said, "Okay." I thought to myself, why don't I just mention it now? And I will. And I used to watch the show all the time. I never watched it when it was on the air on NBC. WMAQ TV on Channel 5, but I watched reruns and it went into Channel 32. I remember that and Adam 12. And they changed the title from Emergency to Emergency 1, I imagine. I think that's what it was called, because that show was still on the air for some reason. I don't know why. That's like with Laverne and Shirley. When it went into syndication, the show was still on, but it went into syndication like 70, I'm thinking 79, 80 on Channel 9. They call it Laverne and Shirley and Company, just like Happy Days Again. with Happy Days. Anyway, the show was pretty good, you know, and it, you know, it's sort of a scene. It was like actually watching like a reality show in a way, but it was a TV show. It had a great cast, and I've seen it many times. I have it on DVD, and you know, it's still on reruns. So if you, it was on MeTV a while back. I don't know if it's still on. So if you catch it on TV, just watch it. It was fun. It's a good show. Okay. Also, the last thing I want to mention is the sudden passing of Les Grobstein. He was a sports radio host on the Score on 670, which, by the way, used to be WMAQ, if people remember that. And, you know, that was a shock. And to be honest with you, I've heard of his name, but I didn't know who he was because I've said this many times. I'm not a sports fan, so there's no reason for me to listen to, you know, to people talk about that. But this is for the fans and the colleagues that worked with him for many, many years. And he was in the business for 50 years. He really was. And you know, he passed away and he was 69. He died Sunday. And he was known as the Grobber. Yeah, that's his name. And he was born in 1952 in Chicago. And he graduated from Columbia College and started his career in sports casting as a Northwestern basketball commentator. And then he worked as an announcer for many teams and a reporter for Sports Phone Chicago. You remember that? And then he was a sports director at WLS 890 AM, which, by the way, I posted a photo of him from 1985 with Larry Lujack and Catherine Johns and Jeff, I forgot his name, Alexander, I think his name. I couldn't think of it. And lucky for me, I found it and I posted on Twitter and Facebook, and people loved that photo because and they were playing beer bottles and cans, and it was like a band. And you know, that was a nice photo of him. And then he became a reporter for WMVP 1000. I think it's ESPN, I believe. Then he went to the Score. One of his famous highlights of him was there was a Cubs manager named Leah, I think that's how his name, and he was the coach for the Cubs, and you know, he played baseball many teams, you know, for many teams. Not just, he played for the Cubs. He played for as a player, he played for the White Sox, and he played for the Cubs. Yeah, he played in two Chicago teams. Imagine that. And then as a manager, he was for the Cubs for 1 year, from 82 and 83, and then the Philadelphia Phillies for 1 year. You know, as a manager, he didn't do so well. So, but as a coach, not so well either. He was a coach for the Phillies, the Yankees, the Seattle Mariners, Toronto Blue Jays, he's Orioles, the Devil Rays, and but mostly Seattle. You know, he kept going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Oh boy. And you know, I don't know how good of a player he was. I have no idea. And then anyway, when he was the manager of the Cubs, or the coach, that is, not the manager. Okay, sorry. He was interviewed in 1983, and Les Grobstein was there, and he had a tape recorder, and he recorded the famous tirade that Aaliyah did, and he said the F word, I don't know, maybe about a dozen times. And last night I went on YouTube and I listened to it. And the entire thing, the unfiltered, you know, interview. And I must say that it was nasty. If I were there, I would feel very uncomfortable, and nervous. And it's like I would put my head down and just skulk away quietly. if he was yelling at that, I don't know how these guys in the sports entertainment world handled that. I'm sure they used it. They probably roll it down their backs, but that was interesting. I never knew about this. I never knew about this tirade. I had to ask my brother because he watches baseball, but he's a White Sox fan. And he told me about it, and he goes, yeah, it was very infamous, and Les Kropstein was there. I don't know. It's a good thing they didn't publish it. I think that they did the wise thing, But Les was a gentleman, I can't imagine what was going through his head. He must have been laughing inside when they were when he was recording that, And there were other, people in media. Like that. So, but Lee Elia is still alive. He lives in Florida. He's 84 years old, probably retired, probably calmed down since. So that was fascinating. That was, my deepest condolences to Les Grobstein's family. That was so shocking. And, he was beloved by fans. And colleagues, the people that listen to his radio show overnight, like if you're working real early in the morning, he made you feel good, and he was so knowledgeable of sports. He was like a walking encyclopedia. You ask him a question, something obscure and trivial, they know it. He knew the answer. Just like me with television or like with classic TV or Chicago history. So that's a shame. That's so sad. His memory will live on forever. Okay. And that'll be all for that. And now we're going to the main topic of the show. And this is the next thing I will talk about. And now here is...
Give me a loud answer to this question. Who's your favorite clown?
Okay, everyone, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Bob Bell as Bozo the Clown, and today is would have been his 100th birthday. So happy birthday to him, wherever he is. He's probably laughing, and telling jokes, and I don't know. I miss the man. He was one of a kind. He was a Chicago institution to kids, adults, for the show Bozo Circus. Unforgettable. Okay, so I will talk a little about him, his biography, his career, and very interesting. I discussed a little about him in previous podcast episodes when I did in last September of the 60th anniversary of Bozo Circus. I talked about him. I also talked about Roy Brown, Don Sandberg, Ned Luck, all these guys, and how the show started and et cetera, et cetera. So I'll go into more depth of Bob Bell. Okay. His birth name was Robert Louis Bell. Born January 18th, 1922, and he was known for Bob Bell. And he was not just Bozo. He was an actor, an announcer, and he did announcement assignments on Channel 9, WGN, even other stations before. So he was born in Flint, Michigan, not a Chicagoan, And then he enlisted in the United States Marine Corps and later in the Navy. He served in World War II. And then he did some odd jobs. And then, according to this, his father, his, His name was George Bell. He played minor league baseball in the early 20th century. Interesting. I never knew that. And which, by the way, his grandson is named Trevor Bell, and he played professional baseball. And he hasn't played in years, so I don't know what he's doing. I remember seeing a picture of him. He had a tattoo of his grandpa as Bozo. That was a nice tribute. Very nice. And let's see. And then he broke into broadcasting in his hometown of Flint, Michigan. And then he went to South Bend, Indiana, station WHOT. And that's where he met his wife, Carolyn. And she died about a couple years ago, you know. And then he moved to Indianapolis in the 50s. Okay. And then he moved to Cincinnati. And he met Wally Phillips, famous for WGN Radio. And they had a show on the radio, also on television. And they produced a variety show. And the producer was Don Sandberg. And it was called The Wally Phillips Show. There were two of them, the Wally Phillips Show and Midnight Ticker. And so when Bozo came about, he first appeared as Bozo on June 20th, 1960. It was a half-hour show. It wasn't like Bozo Circus. And, you know, he put on his makeup, and I think he just introduced cartoons, and he didn't do all the wacky stuff that he did on the other show. And then it went on hiatus in January 1961 because WGN Studios was at the Tribune Tower downtown on the, can't think of the street, but I'm blank. Anyway, then it moved to where its present location at 2501 West Bradley Place, where WGN Studio is, right near Lane Tech campus. I went there, not at Lane Tech. I went to DeVry. That's where I graduated, and that's right nearby. But the graduation ceremony was at Lane Tech High School, beautiful school, you know. And then on September 11, 1961, Bozo Circus appeared. And I said this before on a previous episode, that Bob Bell as Bozo was not on the first episode. And it was some crazy managerial decision, some accounting snafu. I didn't understand that either. I don't know. Some goofball did that. But Bob Bell appeared on the second episode of Bozo Circus, and the rest is history. And he wore the red suit, you know, and then it was changed, I think, 1970, late 60s, early 70s, it changed to the blue suit. It was the red suit before. I like both of them. They look nice. And then and from 1959 to like the late 60s, he hosted a show. He hosted the Three Stooges, and he played a character. He was an old man named Andy Starr, and I remember a little bit about that. I think I saw it when I was little. And he ran a neighborhood theater called the Odeon, and he showed the Three Stooges their famous shorts. It must have been hilarious, you know, and that made Three Stooges more popular than ever when the shorts were shown in the theaters. So they're still great. They're still funny. And then in 1966, he had a brain aneurysm, and he went in for surgery, and he had to take some time off. So the other clowns filled in. I think that's when Cookie the Clown started. Roy Brown, that is. So he filled in, and I think Wizzo the Wizard and Sandy the Clown came in. He left the he was there, then he left. But he able to came back in future shows just to fill in. And he came back to the show in March of 1969, and he was also, sometimes he was the Grand Marshal for the Christmas parades, you know, they had. And Bob Bell didn't really do public appearances, very rare. I mean, there's a clip on YouTube, WGN shows that he went to Riverview Park, and I saw that. That was fascinating. Oh, I wish there were pictures of that, you know, because it was nearby. It was right there, you know, the park that is. And I posted a picture of Bozo the Clown a couple of days ago, and he appeared at Fort City. And some people said that it's not Bob Bell, but it's some other guy portraying Bozo. And I have a reason to believe they're right. It wasn't him, because he hardly did public appearances. But he fooled all the kids, not the adults, so because it would recognize his voice. But, you know, it's kind of deceitful in a way, but... I don't know. That picture was from 1974 at Fort City Mall. I moved to the neighborhood in the same year, so I never saw him there. He also appeared at Peacock Alley. That's the shopping center downstairs in the lower level. But it wasn't Bob Bell. It was another Bozo. Anyway, so... Then he was on the show during the 70s, and then Bob Bell announced that he would retire in 1983, and he left the show in 1984. It was not called Bozo Circus, it was called The Bozo Show, because they moved in the morning. Because, excuse me, every day kids would come home from school, you know, for lunch, you know, they would make a peanut butter sandwich, a bowl of, you know, a cup of soup, and like a TV tray, and they would watch a show, and then they head back to school. And they didn't do that. They did that for, you know, a number of years, but they stopped that. And then, you know, times have changed. And the Bozo Show, they had Cookie the Clown. Ned Luck retired in 76, so Fraser Thomas took over as the ringmaster. And then... So Bob Bell retired in 1984, and then he moved to Lake San Marcos, California, you know, with his wife. Excuse me. And then he was very active in the Kiwanis Club. He lived in Deerfield, you know, for many years. That's where he said. I remember an interview he said, watching on TV, he woke up very early in the morning, and he said, oh, that's the most beautiful part of the day. You know, he would... come down to the studio to, excuse me, to get his makeup done. Okay, excuse me, everyone, I had to cut short. I had a coughing, you know, I had a frog in my throat. Anyway, back to Bob Bell. He went down to the studio early in the morning, put on his makeup. That took forever. He didn't mind doing it. They showed a clip of that on YouTube. The WGN presented that. And you know, he enjoyed the good, you know, retired life. And then he passed away on December 8th, 1997. He was 75 years old. And He's very missed by fans and colleagues and everywhere. He made me laugh all the time. He was wonderful, man. I remember one funny sketch where him and Cookie wanted to be a captain of a boat or something, and he was very demanding, as most captains, you know, he had a big ego, and he was making down a list, you know, I got the sail, I got the flag, you know, all the stuff, you know, for, you know, the food for the galley. And then Bozo said, you forgot one important thing about being, you know, for your boat. And he said, and Cookie said, what? And he said, the ocean. And then he took a bucket of water and threw it at him. I love that. Yeah, he was, and of course, you know, Bob Bell did the Grand March at the end of the show. And also participated in the grand prize game. And then, you know, when the boy and the girl are selected, and then he would present the prizes along with Oliver or Sandy the Clown or Cookie, you know. And then Bozo Circus continued right after Bob Bell retired, and it ended in 2001 with Joey Dorrio as Bill the Clown. He was just saying he's a good man. He's funny, but he wasn't Bob Bell. Believe it or not, Bob Bell did some acting, a couple of acting roles. He appeared in a TV show called Riptide, and that was, I think it's with Perry King in the 80s. And I never saw the episode, but there's a clip of that, and it was funny. Also, Ray Rayner appeared on the show. I don't think they were on the same episode, but they were there. So that's interesting. So if you want to see Bob Bell as Bob Bell, the actor, you can find it on, I believe you can find it on YouTube, and you could watch it. You know, I might, I saw it a long time ago. Maybe I'll see it again. Excuse me. Okay. That'll be all for today. You know, we're running out of time. Thank you for joining me. And I apologize for the coughing. You know, I sound like an old man, you know, but when I talk too much, my throat gets really dry and I have to drink a lot of water. So, in two more episodes, we'll celebrate our 100th episode. It's fascinating. I have an idea of what I have in mind. A couple ideas, that is, I'll discuss on the 100th episode. And, of course, Chicago-related. And so this is episode 98, season 4 of Van Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. And this is Picastanos, your host. And thank you for joining me. And everyone have a wonderful day. And now we're going to have a little traveling music with Ray Rayner. So take it away, Ray. So long, everybody. Bye-bye.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.